Scott, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, Jane. Thanks for having me here today.
Treasures in Black and White, Historic Photographs of Cincinnati, is on view now at the Cincinnati Museum Center, and it sounds like a fascinating look at the city. What's the time span of these photographs, and why those years?
The time period we selected was roughly 1860 to 1960, so it's a 100-year slice of Cincinnati life and activity. And we chose that really because we wanted to concentrate on black and white photography. We didn't really want to go far into the era of common color photography. And we just felt that photographs from that era, many of them are just spectacular and really speak to different aspects of life in this city. So that's why we chose that time period.
Well, I understand that the exhibition is part of a citywide remembrance of World War I. What can you tell us about that?
It is. The Cincinnati Opera organized a citywide series of events really called Cincinnati Remembers World War I. And of course, this summer is the centenary of the beginning of World War I. And the Cincinnati Opera is doing performances in July of Silent Night, the opera which is based on the informal Christmas truce in 1914. And they really got this idea, hey, let's go around, talk to cultural institutions in the city and see if they would be interested in doing something to commemorate the start of World War I. They approached us, and we were already planning for this photograph exhibit, which covers that time period of World War I. So the exhibit actually includes, I think, 7 photographs of World War I, the World War I period here in Cincinnati. And one of the things about this Treasures exhibit is that we've augmented the photographs. There's about 65 black and white photographs in the exhibit. We've augmented the photographs with 3-dimensional artifacts and archival materials. And we also have a case of World War I artifacts near the photographs. And that element of the Treasures exhibit is our contribution to Cincinnati Remembers World War I.
Well, your collection is so rich that the question must have been, what do we leave out, not what do we put in? Is that right?
You're exactly right. The collection's probably somewhere between 800,000 and 1 million images. So it's an enormous collection. But I'll let you in on a little secret. We made it easy on ourselves because actually our photo curator, Linda Bailey, who just retired last October, Cincinnati Museum Center did a book project with Turner Publishing called Historic Photographs of Cincinnati. And Linda selected about 200 images from that 800,000 to 1 million. The book was a big hit. In fact, it was re-released again last year in 2013. And so we decided, hey, you know, a great idea for this exhibit is why don't we select from those 200 images, but which were really great photographs. So our job was a little bit easier. We just had to select around 65 images from the 200, but we tried to maintain the diversity of subject matter, which is covered in the book, because we thought that was very interesting. It's a little bit of everything. It's architecture. It's daily life in Cincinnati. It's events, some whimsical moments in Cincinnati history and some not so whimsical, some darker moments in Cincinnati history. Also personalities, radio and television personalities, sports figures. I think there's a little something for everyone in this exhibit, and that was the case with the 200 images in the book, and we've tried to maintain that diversity of subject matter in the exhibit.
The photographs in the exhibition, have they been reprinted from the earlier ones so that there's a consistency in size and easier viewing?
What we really did, we decided to make all of the images fairly large, so they're 20 by 24 framed, so they're fairly large prints. And these are all made from scans made directly from the original source photo. And those original source photos were all different sizes from, you know, 2-inch square to 8x10s and other odd sizes. But high resolution scans were made of those original source photos. And then very high quality black and white prints, again, fairly large, were made of all of the images. And one of the reasons for that is the photos have much more impact, I feel, when they're blown up and people can walk up and see details in them. In fact, they're amazing details in some of these photographs, little things in the background and things that you notice when they're a larger format. And so that was what we decided to do with this presentation.
Some of those pictures are so small that it would have been very hard to display them.
Right. And the original photos, I don't think that would have looked great on exhibition. We felt that high quality black and white prints would be a better way to present those images and that people can interact with them and see. But the originals are all preserved in our collection, and they're available for use, research use in the library.
Do you have staff at the Museum Center that can handle that copying work, or do you have to go out for that?
No, we actually, in history collections, we actually have a digital scanning operation. We have a digital scanning lab, and we do digital scanning. And of course, we need to do that for our own purposes, exhibits, publications. public programs, but also the public comes to us and uses our collection in the Cincinnati History Library and Archives at Cincinnati Museum Center. People can walk in, use the library, and very often they want images. The media uses our collection a lot. Authors of books, if you're familiar with the Arcadia series of local history books, a lot of Arcadia books dealing with Cincinnati subjects use images from our collection. Personal researchers, people who want to decorate a business, for example, an office or restaurant, often use things from our collection. So it's pretty heavily used, and we can address those digital scanning needs because, frankly, that's usually how people want them nowadays. In the old days, they wanted a print or a copy negative. Today, they want a digital scan.
Well, in this exhibition, is there any one photograph or artifact that you yourself find particularly moving?
That's a really tough question to answer because there are so many great images and so many that I really like. But a couple that I think are sort of interesting. One is today people who own electric cars think they're on the cutting edge of technology. But there's an interesting photograph from 1912 which shows a woman plugging in an electric car to recharge it. It's a wonderful photograph. The way she's dressed and the automobile is great. But it's interesting to see people's reactions. And people will say, I had no idea there were electric cars, which actually were very common at that time. So it just shows you, and that's one of the things you get out of the exhibit is some things change, other things don't change so much.
What's been the reaction of visitors to the show? And you have just told us of one, but
right.
What else?
Well, some of it is people, depending on your age, people live through some of those eras and they will see things that they remember. But even younger people will notice things about Cincinnati that'll look familiar. There's a wonderful photograph of the suspension bridge under construction. Of course, everybody's familiar with the suspension bridge. There's photographs of parks. There's photographs of downtown scenes, of events and things that people can relate to, whether they lived through that or not. And so sometimes as people reacting to something, they'll see a photograph, for example, of Wade Hoyt. And anybody who was a Reds fan remembers Wade Hoyt when he was the voice of the Cincinnati Reds. Or they might see something in Eden Park, or they might see there's a wonderful photograph of a canal boat on the Miami and Erie Canal, a stretch which is, of course, now Central Parkway. And people react to that. So it's interesting. It's different kinds of reactions. Some are things people recognize from having lived through them. Other things predate those folks' lifespan, but they still see things that are interesting and get them talking.
Well, Treasures in Black and White is actually the third installment of a series of treasure shows at Museum Center. What's already been seen and what's coming up in the future?
The first two treasures exhibits were focused on our art collections. The very first one was our Cincinnati History Fine Art Collection. So it was paintings, lithographs, sculpture from our Cincinnati History Collection, again, augmented with three-dimensional artifacts and archival materials. That was a great success. The next year, last year, we decided to do Treasures of Nature Art, which was based on the art collection, again, paintings, lithographs, drawings, sketches, etchings, from the old Natural History and Science Museum, because they had collected artwork over the years, some really wonderful things. And in that exhibit, we were able to augment those pieces with specimens from the natural history collections and other materials. The third year, this year, 2014, we're doing our photograph collection of Treasures in Black and White, Historic Photographs of Cincinnati. And they all three so far have had kind of an art theme, but we want to continue this annual series. It's been very successful. And so we're now moving into sort of a definition of treasures, meaning just wonderful things in our collection. So we're going to continue this series. You'll see our collections highlighted. That's really the whole purpose of these treasures exhibit is to show people the breadth and scope of our collections and let people see some things that maybe they don't normally get to see in our programming.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about all this.
Well, thank you, Jane. I appreciate it.
We've been talking with Scott Gamfer, director of the Cincinnati History Collections and Library at Cincinnati Museum Center. The exhibition we've been talking about is on view through October 12th. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.